Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Da-da-da-da-da. Well, it's 4th of July. Weekend. Time to eat a lot of hot dogs and hamburgers. Start yourself today. Get ready for us this weekend. And it falls on a Saturday. How convenient is that? Welcome to Comedy Concepts. I'm your host, Nancy Lombardo. And we'll have some music, we'll have some comedy, we'll have some fun. How about that? I'll try to make it 4th of July based. Why don't we kick it off with a little Lucy Arnaz, Rumba Matumba. And the one, and the two, and the three, and the four.
World Records Fastest Talking Female, and I just want to wish you a very happy July 4th. Actually, it should be September 3rd, because the U.S. became independent officially only after the War of Independence, September 3rd, 1783, when British King George III, why these people can't come up with original names, I'll never know, got together with U.S. headhunters and signed the Treaty of Paris, so it's really September 3rd, not July 4th. But, that being said, I figured I'd tell you how I'm going to spend my July 4th, which is really September 3rd, just in case you want to spend it the same way. First of all, I'm going to have a party. Well, actually, first I got to buy the stuff at the party. Paper plates, cups, forks, balloons, You can get them on sale. Anyway, those of you who know me, why would you know me unless, of course, I'm one of your friends? No, I hate to cook. So, I'm going to invite my friend Caesar over. Caesar loves to cook. And Caesar's going to have hot dogs, hamburgers, Kool-Aid, not the type that kills, and no drinking. I don't want people slobbering all over the place with their beer breaths and everything like that. All right, you know what? If they want to drink, they can hide in the corner. Mom, is that you? I really hate drinking. Did I tell you that I get drunk on cranberry juice? It's true. Hey, anyway, then I'm going to hang up some flags. Hey, got to be patriotic. I can even have my friends do a parade. Okay, maybe not. Get a hold of some fireworks, legal, of course. And then send everyone home and have enough leftovers so I don't have to cook for a week. Simple, done, over. Now get out of here. Oh, and have a safe July 4th.
We've got your house surrounded. Put the fireworks down and get your hands up.
Tonight, the Metropolitan Room is proud to present Jenna Esposito.
The blood of a dead tiger excitedly breaks away from the girls. They chase after their pet.
Kalan!
Thank you.
I have that labeled in my switchboard as Groucho. I guess it wasn't. I think that's a clip from a Panther movie. A really bad, but you notice the music in there? Wow, music very important to films. And this Tuesday at Movie Attic Headquarters, James Horner will be at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters with Betty Jo Tucker, as she does a tribute to James Horner on her show, one of the greatest composers of all time. He did Titanic, Braveheart, A Beautiful Mind, The Legend of Zorro, Field of Dreams, and on and on. You don't want to miss that show. All right, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. So you want to check her out. And also, she's got a lot of celebrities there, you can see in review as well. The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Yeah. All right. So hard working on the small computer trying to do my show, but we'll see if we can make it happen. Okay. What do we got here? Lost by Kelly Dwyer. Lost.
Oh, yeah! I got something stuck up in my grill! Chill, I got lost, boss! It's 2:30! Since I was a kid, my melon was filled with dread, that my teeth would all fall out of my pretty little head. Thrice on the daily, I clean my potty mouth hole. It's the yap that I trap food in. Kiss, whistling, blowhole.
Lost, got in, come to season two. Lost, show your teeth who is a boss.
I wanna chew my cud till my dying breath. Eating hardcore food till my hardcore death. One time I couldn't find any floss to floss my teeth with, so I pulled up Penny's hair and I flossed with it.
Lost, got in, come to season two. Lost. Show your teeth who is a boss, boss.
In the last 10 years, you have reacted to a great many important newspaper headlines. But of all the events in the headlines, there is one that seemed to affect you most.
I see where they've called this little girl to the stand in the quiz scandal.
Oh, yeah, that I saw, the little girl. Yeah. Had a picture of her in the newspaper going
yes.
into court with her manager.
Terrible thing.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
I am just sick about it.
You
just
know what
sick.
I keep wondering?
Sick.
If they had to fix the little girl.
Yeah, fixed her.
To rig the quiz.
Yeah.
How did they put it to her? She's 9.
How do they, how do you put it to a child?
Yeah.
What do you say to a kid?
Yeah.
I suppose they said, kid, you want to make some money.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I put it to my child.
Yeah.
You can't go into a lot of things. It's just
awful thing.
Oh, it's the worst thing that's ever. It's because it's a lie.
Yeah.
I hate a lie.
I haven't been able to think about anything else.
No. I want to tell you something. This is the truth. If there was a war tomorrow, I couldn't think about it.
No. Listen, if there was a war tomorrow, you wouldn't see it in the paper.
Well, that's a fact. But it's something that leaves you with nothing. The ground is washed.
Van Doren was my idol.
Oh. He was everything.
He was my idol.
He was my image.
Yes. And now I don't know what to think.
Yeah.
I mean, does he know anything, or is he just a very thin man with a high forehead?
There's no way to know now.
No.
Now you can't tell.
Well, thank heaven for the investigation.
Oh, yes. They're getting on.
Yes.
They're getting on.
When I feel worst, I say to myself, at least the government has taken a firm stand.
Oh, well, they can't fool around with this the way they did with integration.
No.
This is
it's a moral issue.
Yes.
A moral issue.
Yes. It is a moral issue.
A moral
and
issue.
To me, that's always so much more interesting than a real issue.
Yeah.
You know, because you there's a fiber to it.
That's right.
You can feel
something
it. Yes.
To follow in the papers.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, I was stunned. Stunned, for instance, to find out that the people on Person to Person knew they were on television.
Oh. Well, didn't you know that?
No.
Well, there you see, I knew that.
Remember how they used to, like, oh, hello, Mr. Morrow. We were just looking at our new septic tank.
I knew. Because, you know, how would they know? They had to know where to look for the camera.
But I didn't think.
Well, that's, you don't think. You see, you don't think. If you thought, but you don't.
Here's what I want to ask you. I want to know this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know it's terrible to have all this dishonesty. But I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the president on television?
Which one?
Well, any.
Oh, well, of course. I've seen them all. And then on radio before that. Oh, yes, I keep up.
Now, let me ask you this. Who do you think writes their speeches?
Don't they?
Not always. Politicians don't always write their own speeches.
Oh, my dear, some of them do.
Some of them do, some of them don't.
How do you know which do and which don't?
That's my point.
Oh, I see.
That's my point.
I see your point, yeah.
Because. Now, if they have to announce that the dentist in the ads is an actor.
Yeah.
Won't they have to announce when a politician hasn't written his own speech?
Oh, well, now, don't be a fool. You're being a childish person.
Well, why?
Because this is an investigation that extends to television, but you certainly can't enforce the same rules on politicians. I mean, they're the people who run our country. You know what I mean?
Well, yes and no. What's the difference?
What difference?
I mean, you admit that Van Doren is a fraud.
Oh my! Well, because it's not the same thing. No, really, it's not.
Well,
because it's the whole thing. It's a different. You want to know the difference?
Yes.
Because I'll tell you exactly what the difference. Here is the difference. Here is the difference right here.
Yeah.
This is the difference. Because very simply, Van Doren went on television and claimed to know all the answers, and the government has never done that.
I'm a mother. anyway, he followed me home, so I kept him. Come here, boy. That's good. You've been married a long time. Secret to a good marriage is you gotta have date nights. Date nights. Twice a week you go out, good food, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. He's always on some kind of new fad diet. This week it's coconuts and bananas. It's all great, coconuts and bananas, in your glass or anything else, don't give it to me. Oh, he hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Go, I just look at go! She's so cute that way. I love it. It's fun being married, too. It's great. And more of me. You know what? I'll tell you something about myself. It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. When I saw West Side Story, I said, wow, that is so my life. How did they know? Now, my mother's from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, and a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't comprend, don't explain. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying. She just turned to me and started screaming, listen, mira, no me hacen hoy, yo estoy en el carajo, se me dice no. And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to give me, these mom wisdoms, cliches, or cliches. And she called it, mira, Nancy, yo recently, cliches, it's going to change. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You've got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. You know, she was just strange. She didn't give me good advice about finding husband. She told me to ask you a man like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones, they never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child, his name is Michael, his Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer all the little boy questions. I'll never forget. He's just so cute, always asking me about things. And I want to be honest with him. And so, you know, I didn't know how to tell. Because when I was a little, my mom brushed my hair, was really curly. I go, ow, ow. And she goes, Wiz, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? So, for the longest time, I thought having a hairbrush had something to do with having the baby. Now, with that in mind, I found a little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. And if you could just help me with this, okay? When I go like this, you go, There was a young sperm from the land of Testes near the Isle of Scrotum, who, like a million other lads, swam around in boredom, a searching for the special lass who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hand, the stroking of a hand. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lady swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She had only one X, an X and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. So in he punch with a manly grin, in he punch with a manly grin, and that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. Learned a lot today, didn't you, Charlie? Mom, I went to New York with Dad. I know where babies come from now. Okay. It's all good. That's so cute. It's like, look at that looking groupie here. Are you guys together? You guys friends? Yeah, okay. Yeah. So she's the one who, like, you go to a restaurant, wait up! Is that you that's come in? Yes, she is, right? Is she? Yeah? He's too shy. He's just like that. The comedian's picking on me. What's your name?
Mike.
Michael? That's the most popular name. Good for Mike. Michael. What do you do, Michael?
I'm a chef.
You're a chef? Chef? Good for you. What kind of chef?
Organic food.
Farm to table. Very nice. That's it. Do you have any hobbies, Mike?
You play
some music? Do you have any favorite what?
Music and basketball.
Thank you, your translator, George Bettinger. Thank you. Your translator. You like to listen to music and play basketball. It's amazing how those little pronouns help me along there. But they play basketball. And these are your friends? Is this your girlfriend? No?
No.
way too. Sorry, Mike. You're kind of cute. Okay. All right. So you're a chef. You like basketball and music, organic food, and she's not your girlfriend. Good to know. What coincidence, Mike? I happen to have written a song about your life, and it goes like this. I know a guy, sweet as can be, but he only likes to mumble information to me. Oh, he's really cute, yeah, he's really swell. He can cook something up, and he'll never tell. Oh, Mikey, baby, what is a girl gonna do? You're kind of cute, even though she's not dating you.
Today, didn't it? Yeah, it did. And well, it's a short show today. I didn't play anything patriotic, and I said I would. Maybe I'll let it go a little bit longer. It'll just look longer there. Where is it? Oh, I found it. Found it. Here we go. Let's go off with this, huh? Happy 4th of July, everyone. The show will just be extended a bit. And don't forget, you can watch my TV show tonight. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, worldwide on the net, www.mnn.org. You can also buy my CD from CD Baby. Okay, bye.
The twilight lasts. Yes, we are.